When patients don't have enough blood platelets, they cannot form clots, and this can sometimes be a lethal condition. These patients rely on platelet donations as a treatment, but those are often in short supply since they cannot be frozen and are only good for a few days. A few years ago, UD's professor of chemical and biomolecular engineering, Terry Papachakis, discovered a way to get patients to produce more blood platelets in their own bloodstream by introducing microparticles made from cultured stem cells. These microparticles can be frozen, and Papachakis says they could also be used to treat genetic blood disorders.
To be able to use those particles for applications in gene therapy for a variety of blood diseases, a lot of genetic diseases or acquired diseases, for patients. So that's a difficult problem to deal with, and we think that this has great promise.
Papachakis is being awarded $250,000 through a partnership between University City Science Center and CSL Behring meant to find new biotherapies. Papachakis says he has already had some success testing his discovery on mice. He says the award will fund continuation of those tests, moving the therapy closer to clinical trials on human patients. Nick Schellino, Delaware Public Media.